Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June 21st. The grains closed mixed with July corn down 4¾ cents at 435. July wheat down 11¼ cents at 561½. And July beans up 5¼ cents at 1160½. July corn hasn't traded this low since March 1st. The wheat, maybe a two-month low in the wheat. Beans were able to rally here, July leading the way up. July, November gained a penny out here. We got up to as high as 46 cents on the spread and then backed off. We had July beans up 13 cents at one point. I don't know why these July beans in the spread has widened out so much out here. We've got, you know, good crush numbers. Maybe that's part of it. I don't see the export demand being it part of it. But maybe the farmers don't have as much to sell as we think. Maybe the farmers just aren't selling what they've got. I don't know. But the spread has gone from, you know, virtually zero to as much as 46 over today. I think it was out to 50 cents the other day. So we're getting into some good resistance out here. But overall, the spread remains pretty strong, considering. The U.S. dollar was up another 21 ticks at 105.44. That put some pressure on the wheat, but I think it's just going to be a long, big harvest weekend. I think we saw a lot of pre-hedging out here in the wheat market. Hopefully, we'll get to the wheat, you know, more than 50% harvested, maybe on Monday's crop progress report. And hopefully, that'll indicate a slowing of the hedge pressure out here. At least I hope so. You know, maybe we can make lows the day before the report next week on Thursday in corn, maybe beans, maybe wheat. We'll see. But I certainly wouldn't want to be short the second half of the year with the funds short as much as they are. I've got the funds after today. Now, this doesn't include the commitment of traders reports tonight. We'll make some adjustments when we see that. But right now, I've got the funds short 225,000 contracts of corn, 104,000 contracts of wheat. That's a combined 330,000 contracts short. They're short 63,000 beans, long 94,000 oil, and short they're long 94 meal and short 67,000 oil. So, you know, if the funds want to cover after the reports, there's certainly an awful lot of buying power here. If the reports happen to be bearish, I would be certainly looking to buy a break in corn, wheat, and beans out. But again, I mentioned last night on my reports that, you know, last year it was a huge surprise to the market on the acres. Bean acres were down 2 million, corn acres were up 4 million, beans were up 70 cents, and the corn was down 30. I don't see anything like that on this report, but, you know, who knows? It just goes to show you how volatile these things can be, and the estimates, you know, really don't mean much out here. So we'll see where we go, but certainly disappointing closes in the corn and the wheat. Nothing too helpful in the beans. July oats got down to $3, closed at $3.07. Certainly nothing helpful there. So, you know, we might have another week of this, and then we'll see if we can't turn this thing around. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good weekend.